Shelby is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
What comes to mind when you think of the word feminism? Is it equality between men and women? If you put it that way, feminism might sound like a good idea. But in my new book called Who Killed the American Family, I show just how extreme the feminist goals really are. The nuclear family and its traditional gender roles have always been a target of radicals. In the 19th century, Karl Marx called for the abolition of the family. Karl Marx and his partner, Friedrich Engels, understood how important the family is in creating liberty, civil order, and smaller government. That's why they called for its destruction. When communists took power in Russia in the early 20th century, they tried to carry out Marx's wishes. The new Soviet government thought the workers' paradise they were supposedly creating would take away any need for families. The government would take care of children and the elderly. Women would not need men either, because everyone would be dependent on the government. We know now that those ideas did not work. Most modern-day feminists do not wear the label Marxist, but some had communist training in their younger days, and many share Marx's hatred for the nuclear family and for the woman's place in it. Feminists mock the idea that any woman would choose to stay home and raise her own children. Feminists seek to erase differences between men and women in every part of life, from the legal to the biological. In the 1970s, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on the U.S. Supreme Court, she wrote that our laws needed a complete overhaul in order to get rid of the notion that men are the primary breadwinners and their wives took care of the children. Instead of equality, the feminists promote a rule of interchangeability of the genders. But sensible people know there are many differences between male and female that simply cannot be erased by just passing laws.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 20th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I can report that at WDSL Studios, it is snowing slightly, some flurries, although it don't seem like it's quite cold enough, but hey, maybe that will help put me in the Christmas spirit. You know, Michael, he had mentioned, and I have to agree fully, about how it has changed. I'm speaking for myself. It's just something, I don't know. I've had a hard time this year getting into any kind of, like, the Christmas spirit. Not been excited about buying presents, any of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm the bah humbug. But, hey, the snow does kind of, and it, like I say, it's just a little bit of flurry, but it does kind of put you a little more in the mood. I can't believe that 2014 is, about gone. I thought next week we might would do a little bit of a review. If you look back, really, a lot happened this year, and I noticed on Drudge Report where Obama was saying he was in his last quarter and he was going to get a lot done, and I'm sure that is he's telling you the truth on that one. Fasten your seatbelt for the last couple of years of the Obama administration, because he is going to ram just as much down the throats of the American people as they are willing to swallow, and from the looks of things, they will swallow quite a lot. I'm amazed that my fellow citizens are willing to put up with just open in your face tyranny, but it with what you're willing to put up with on all levels. I mean, look at how much of your paycheck goes to taxes, especially if you factor in, you know, I forget the gentleman's name that called in a couple of weeks ago, and I've thought about him several times. I'm the worst with names, and I apologize, but the gentleman that was talking about if he could have kept the money that was taken out of his paycheck, what a difference that would make. I have went on the record many a times and said, I'm completely opposed to property tax. Well, how are you going to fund the police department? How are you going to pay for the schools? That can be figured out. But you never own your property as long as you owe property taxes on it. Property taxes should be abolished. I have at least the strength to say that openly. That's almost like something that you're not supposed to say out in public, that you oppose property taxes. But, you know, I'm alone adrift on a little piece of ice at times, it feels like. All right, let's get into this. USAWatchdog.com. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thinks the only thing that explains the plunge in the Russian ruble is that it is being attacked by America. Robert contends it is not a currency crash in the sense that there are no economic reasons for the ruble's fall, unlike the United States, which has a massive trade deficit, and if the currency markets were not rigged, the dollar would be collapsing, he said. The Russian economy has a trade surplus. Therefore, there is no pressure on its currency for economic conditions. Dr. Roberts goes on to say, this is not some independent action of market forces. So it's either hedge funds, currency speculators like Soros, or it's an act of war on behalf of the United States government by the Federal Reserve or the Exchange Stabilization Fund, or possibly both hedge funds working with the federal government. Hold on for me one second. I know we had just a couple of technical issues there with Michael, and we're checking to see if we are on WDSL. Okay, I'm going to have to carry on. We'll see about that at the break. Manipulating the markets. Any market is supposed to be legal, but don't count on the bankers going to jail. Dr. Roberts, who was a has a PhD in economics, thinks the big banks, the big Wall Street money, are essentially agents of the government. Amen. This is why they don't get prosecuted. This is why they can break all kinds of laws, commit felonies, and settle with just fines. That's what me and Michael were discussing just a little bit earlier. This is what we've been watching in the financial arena when these financial gangsters are caught. Instead of being indicted or put on trial, they just pay money. Now, I want to stop right there on the article because that is why I brought that up with Michael. This is for those that have trouble seeing through the big picture of that the fix is in, the deal is, the game is rigged, the deck is stacked. The fact that you've been flim-flammed, the fact that you've been conned, the fact that you've been hoodwinked, the fact that you've been bamboozled, you've been gypped. It's all evident when the bankers break the laws. They don't do anything with the bankers when they break the laws. You go around writing rubber checks long enough, they'll have you in the hooscow. But the bankers just pay fat fines with the money that they made, and then they continue on. It's amazing, really, the lack of accountability for the criminals at the top. The criminals at the top. How could the Russians retaliate, Dr. Roberts says. If the Russians wanted to do a payback, it would be very easy for them. The next time all these contracts, paper gold contracts, are dumped on the futures market, the Russians need to go and buy them all up. Then demand delivery because there is no gold to deliver. The whole system would collapse, so the Russians could cause a gold squeeze here anytime they want to. They would blow the system wide open because they can't make the delivery. Now, I thought that was interesting. I'm just reading his opinion. I don't know, when we take phone calls, if anyone's more learned on that subject, you can pass that on to us. On war, Dr. Roberts says recent resolutions passed in Congress certainly point to it. Dr. Roberts explains these resolutions demonize Russia and defined it as a great threat. They call on Obama to arm the Ukrainians so we can use the Ukrainians to fight with Russia. In other words, we're going to fight Russia down to the last Ukrainian. Of course, the Ukraine can't fight Russia. The whole purpose of this is to have the Russians slap them down. Then we can go to the Europeans and say, see, the Russians invaded and look how dangerous they are. You're next. They will be in Berlin tomorrow. They'll be in London by end of the week. Paris will fall and Rome will burn. We can't wait to tell the Europeans this because the whole purpose of this is to completely break every kind of relationship, economic and political and cultural, between Russia and Europe. That is what Washington's goal is, he says. That's what it's all about. This includes attacks on the ruble and sanctions. They're setting up a war that nobody can win, and for what reason? For American superiority? You don't have superiority if the world is awash in radioactive waste and there is a nuclear winter. The climate has collapsed. The whole thing is an absurdity. He says, on teetering economic and possible economic collapse, Dr. Roberts says, we know something is seriously wrong. The only provision of Dodd-Frank that has any teeth in the provision that says if the big banks are going to be casinos and gamble on derivatives, they cannot do that in the depository institution where depositors have their accounts. They have to farm it out to their subsidiaries. So if the subsidiaries are getting in trouble, the subsidiaries have no access to the depositors' money. This is the only real reform part of the Dodd-Frank. Citigroup got put into recent spending bill, the repeal of this, so they can gamble on derivatives, and taxpayers and depositors are on the hook for all their losses. Why would you do that unless you had a lot of derivatives in trouble. It could easily be the oil derivatives. The bank can gamble all they want, and they are covered by the FDIC, which has no money. This gives the banks access to depositors' money. This is sick, and it shows the United States government is the most corrupt government on earth, far more corrupt than Russia and China, according to Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary. You can take that for what it's worth. You can glean whatever you want to. You can disbelieve it all. I'm just putting it out there for food for thought. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Saying, give me liberty, or let's give you death. We're going to continue with the news. And I wanted to get this story in, coming in from WorldNet Daily. It goes a little bit with some of the news I did first hour. The federal government is preparing for another surge in refugees, and this time they won't be coming illegally from Central America. The U.S. State Department announced this week that the first major contingent of Syrian refugees, 9,000 of them, have been hand-selected by the United Nations for resettlement into communities across the United States. And, you know, I wanted to make mention of finishing up the story from the last segment. My whole life, the United States government has stayed in conflict after conflict after conflict. And this in the Ukraine is absolutely no different. We have bombed over 50 countries since World War II. The opinion of the United States around the world, I don't know if it could be any lower with what we've done since September of 2001, when we have used that false flag event to justify war with whomever we choose, take the rights of people away here at home. Look at the money that's been wasted. Look at the murder that's been committed, and yet it just continues. Now, also, something that's rarely spoken about in these events is when we go over and get involved in these conflicts, arming both sides or one side or what have you, then we start bringing refugees into our country. They are going to play this giant melting pot until she won't melt anymore. Now, a lot of information, like I say, always comes out this time of year. You're not going to see Wolf Blitzer on the Controlled News Network or any of the rest talking about this. All they're going to be talking about is Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, and some more ridiculous, farcical stories like that. It matters not which one of them sellout traitors you get come 2016. I hope it is Bush and Hillary that they run, just so it can be a complete mockery of any kind of statement of what the people might want, because surely to God, I mean, I know the American people are feeble-minded as possible, but surely they don't want more Clintons and Bushes. So I hope that's what they give us, so it can just be a parody of ridiculousness through the election cycle or selection cycle of 2016. The announcement came Tuesday on the State Department's website. WorldNet Daily reported in September that Syrians could make up the next big wave of Muslim refugees coming into the United States, as resettlement agencies were lobbying for the U.S. to accept at least 75,000 Syrian refugees. Until now, the U.S. has accepted only 300 of the more than 3.2 million refugees created by the Syrian war, in which ISIS, al-Nusra, and other Sunni Muslim jihadist rebels are locked in a protective battle with the Shiite regime of al-Assad. But the U.S. government has been the most active of all nations in accepting Islamic refugees from other war-torn countries such as Iraq, Somalia, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Now the Syrians will be added to the mix. They are cleared for refugee status by the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, who assigns them to various countries. Once granted refugee status by the UN, they are screened by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The State Department announcement makes it clear that the 9,000 refugees represents just the beginning of a extended program to accept more Syrians. The United States accepts the majority of all UNHCR referrals from around the world. Last year, we reached our goal of resettling nearly 70,000 refugees, and we plan to lead resettling Syrians as well, the statement reads. We are reviewing 9,000 referrals from Syria. We are receiving roughly 1,000 new ones each month, and we are expected admission from Syria to surge far beyond that in 2015. The United States, with its commitment to accepting 70,000 displaced people a year, absorbs more refugees than all other countries combined. This number is understated, however, as once refugees get into the United States, they are placed on a fast track to citizenship and are able to get their extended families to join them in the United States under the government's Refugee Family Reunification Program. The State Department works to place refugees in 180 cities across 49 states. So I just wanted to get that in case you are unaware. While the southern border is wide open, while the illegal immigration or invasion, as I like to call it, is running rampant. At the same time, your State Department is working feverishly to bring thousands and thousands of Syrians and Muslims and everyone else into the country. Although I know every time I discuss this, I'm always painted as a racist, whatever. The fact of the matter is that overrunning our country with more and more illegal aliens or people of various nationalities when our economy is already in shambles, our young people have a hard time finding work, is not conducive to solving our problems. In fact, it just makes more problems. But the good news is it'll take more and more money to supply welfare and settlement to all these various thousands of refugees to bring in. So the national debt will go up, and maybe one day soon the old bubble will just pop. The economy will just collapse under the weight of all of this absurdity, misappropriation, and corruption. And then, I guess, whatever havoc comes into play at that point, we'll have a chance to reset the system and replace it with something that actually represents we the people. This cannot continue into oblivion. It's unsustainable. And just what I've seen, and you can put your own time limit on it, but just what I've seen, let's just say since the year 2000, the last 14 years with the national debt, with the illegal immigration, you could throw in the Monsanto and genetically modified foods. You could throw in the whole enchilada, the wars, the preemptive wars. You know, I think it was Art and John last week was talking about the fact, you know, that we've moved to this. We start the wars to save the peace. Preemptive wars. Endless wars, the never-ending wars. And then our country spending as much as the next nine countries in the world combined on the military while we are the biggest debtor nation in the history of the world. It is unsustainable. I probably won't have time to get to an article that Chuck Baldwin had wrote this past week about what he has seen and does expect from the Republicans entering into Congress. You know, I think the saddest part for me, and I mean, even doing this show has been a revelation of information. My opinions, those of you that really know me know, has changed drastically just from the news and information and my own study. But I think one of the saddest things for me is the fact that there's so many American people, good-hearted, well-intentioned, that can't break free from the belief that they think, you know, the elections is going to make a difference, that one party or the other is going to come in and really right these wrongs. We've seen both parties have the majority. We've seen the wars continue. We've seen the debt do nothing but skyrocket. We've seen the borders stay wide open. We've seen more and more of our liberties disappear. It makes no difference. We're coming back, continuing with the news. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
USA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at MUSA.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepeacefulcollapse.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. And, you know, next week being the last week in the year, may do a little bit of a review. Maybe try to give away a couple of DVDs or something. Try to have a little bit of fun here at the end of 2014. What a year it has been. Going to do a little look back and see some of what's transpired. You know, if you think about the Occupy movement, remember that? How that had caught on worldwide. I mean, we've seen a lot of these various protests. The End the Fed that was going on. I mean, it was nationwide. I don't know if it entered into other countries. Occupy got into other countries. Well, now we see these Ferguson protests, the protest of police. They're protesting police brutality against blacks, and of course, and even that has gotten over into some of the other countries like London. I'm sure, you know, some of that happens, not denying that fact, but it amazes me. It's just like, I think it was Art called in last week and he would added to my list of what people want to protest for. It amazes me what people will protest for. And then what they will have not a care in the world about. And the things that we discuss on this broadcast are things that discuss affect you, your children, and your grandchildren when you're talking about the debt, the status the country is in, potential for more and more wars. But I guess, you know, that's just where we find ourselves as a society. Next break, after the next break, I'm going to play about an 8-minute clip of Toward a Healthy Society, and we'll get your opinions on it. The Afghanistan war could cost the United States around $1 trillion, and will consume billions of dollars more in the future after the 13-year war ends later this month. Yeah, right. According to the Financial Times and independent reports, the true cost of the war is difficult to pinpoint, and U.S. government has never attempted to detail its expenditures in Afghanistan. But not interesting. America's longest ever overseas war. Were you aware of that fact? Which began months after 9/11 is set to officially wind down at the end of this month, though 10,000 U.S. troops will remain there through 2016. How can they say it's officially ended if you've got 10,000 troops there? I guess the same way, you know, we keep troops in South Korea and Germany and what the over 100 military bases throughout the world. The U.S. has appropriated $765 billion for the war in Afghanistan since 2001, most of the U.S. Defense Department's purposes and the rest for the likes of the U.S. State Department, according to the Financial Times. In comparison, the Iraq war cost U.S. taxpayers around $2 trillion, including benefits owed to veterans, with the price tag that could reach $6 trillion over the next 40 years, counting interest, according to the Cost of the War Project by the Watson Institute for International Studies at Brown University. Got to keep that interest going. Everything's got to be borrowed. Nothing can ever just be paid for up front. We've got to be indebted to the Federal Reserve banking system, to our money lenders. You know, I would love to see a turnaround in this society where they took the approach that they were absolutely opposed to interest-bearing loans. I say that, and I know everyone thinks I'm nuts, but I think that in a country this big, this wealthy, that's got $6 trillion to waste on the Iraq war, maybe we should be able to give our children a college education with no interest, where you just pay, you could make monthly payments or whatever, but there was no interest on it. How many of our children, citizens here in this country, have massive educational loan, college loans, that is just wrecking them financially because, for one, it's so expensive, and two, then they can't get a job because of the by-design economic collapse, and they're saddled with that loan, which ruins their credit, and that's how they start out their young life in their early 20s. I mean, there are so many things we could point our fingers to and say, it don't have to be like this. You know, I talked a little bit about my feelings about property tax, but man, there is a whole litany. Look at the absurdity of filling out your taxes. You ought to be able, if you can graduate high school, so you've got about a good eighth grade education, if you can graduate high school, you ought to be able to fill out your own taxes without having to hire a CPA and go through all of that, and then pay an exorbitant fee to have that done. You know, there's complete absence of any common sense or logical approach to anything anymore. To anything. I talked to two mechanics in the area in the last week, and they were discussing the fact that these new cars, they were making them in such a way that you will go back to the dealership. Your local mechanic will be an oil changer, do tires, you know, inspections. But the more complicated issues, you will be going back to a dealership. They're making it that way. It's all by design. Funds allocated for the Iraq and Afghanistan war were borrowed, so interest will be added to the total cost. According to Ryan Edwards at City University of New York, the U.S. has paid $260 billion, $125 billion from the Afghan war, according to the Financial Times, in interest on the total war debt. That right there is terrible. The taxpayers of this country not only have to pay for the useless war, But then they have to pay $125 billion in interest on the war. Oh, the bankers at the top must get a good laugh at how they play the American people like the maestro plays the fiddle. Medical costs for soldiers who served in Iraq and Afghanistan have reached $134 billion. That's interesting. That's a staggering amount of money, and look at the care our veterans get. Wonder who's pocketing that money. According to Harvard economist Linda Baums, through the true healthcare cost of these wars, it's tough to calculate, she said. This is based on how many troops served in both theaters and the nature of post-traumatic stress disorder and other ailments. Given the hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops who served in the two wars, military healthcare spending has risen dramatically and will stay high as troops age. Baums said future medical and disability costs for veterans of the two wars will hit $836 billion in the coming decade. Wow. Could you ask yourself now, was it worth it? Did we really accomplish anything? These two wars have also burdened the Defense Department's pension system, which has an unfunded liability of, get this, $1.27 trillion, a number expected to rise to $2.72 trillion by 2034. Well, it's hard to put any silver lining in that cloud, but I guess if there is one to be gleaned, it is that obviously this is completely unsustainable, and at some point, and the point will be when they want it to be. The point will come when they have designated. They'll be out of the gambling casino, the stock market. They'll be out of the paper dollar when they let the whole system implode on the rest of us. That's why, you know, I don't spend a lot of time trying to organize or unite or get people together or protest or do any of that, because the best message I can give you is to prepare. Get out of debt. Get self-sufficient. Educate yourself. You don't have to believe what I say. You can take from it whatever you want. You can disbelieve it all if you want to. Whatever. If you do, you know, don't bother sending me an email, because I don't care. Believe whatever you want to. But the sad facts are the sad facts. These numbers don't lie, and you don't have to be an economist. You don't have to be a Harvard-educated lawyer, constitutional lawyer like Obama, to understand what's actually going on. And when you can understand what's going on, it's a little easier to see what's going to be going on. And at some point, this system, when they want it to, they will step off of it, and they'll have the next system ready for you. To have a one world currency, you got to destroy the current world currencies. If you have a one world government, you've got to destabilize the current world governments. All of this is being done as we speak. That's why so many people say, I never could understand why this happened or that happened or this is going on or why it's like this. Well, this is the answer. Those in control are manipulating all of the events to happen in the sequence for which they desire. That's why you never get anyone to ascend to the throne of president in America that might represent you. They're owned by the corporations and the banks. We're coming back, and we're going to be playing Toward a Healthy Society for about 8 minutes and continuing with the news. Stay with me.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I've got a clip that I've been wanting to share, just been busy, haven't had time to play it for you. It is on the website, thealternativemedia.com, in its entirety. We're only going to play the first 8 minutes and 15 seconds of this, but I just wanted you to listen to this. And next hour, we'll be taking phone calls. I've got a little bit of news at the front of the hour, but we'll be taking phone calls and maybe some that want to comment on it. We're going to go ahead and play this video, Toward a Healthy Society, right now.
I've spoken on earlier programs about the deliberately destructive role of the mass media in American society. I've talked about the psychology of liberalism, about what makes liberals do the crazy and destructive things they do. Today, though, instead of talking about the enemies of our society, the enemies of our people, let's just talk about our people and the sort of society that we need. You know, a society is a very complex thing. It is like a living organism. It responds to selective environmental forces, and it evolves. In past ages, it was the struggle of our people to survive, the competition of our people against other peoples, other races, which determined the nature of our society. Societies which functioned well survived. Societies which didn't function well perished. Historically, if some crazy liberal came along and were able to change all of the rules and structures in a society to suit some egalitarian fantasy of his, the society would sink like a rock and its people would perish. And that's what's happening to our society today. Although it may not be apparent to us because of the time scale. After the experimenters finish their deadly work, it may take the society 200 years to disintegrate completely and sink out of sight. That's not long from a historical viewpoint, but it's long enough so that most of the people involved never realize what's happening to them. The society we had in Europe up until the end of the 18th century, or one may say the various national societies there, which really were very much alike when compared with any non-European society. This European society had evolved over a period of many, many generations of our people, and it had fine-tuned itself to our special nature. It had developed its institutions and its ways of doing things which suited us as a people and allowed us to form viable, efficient communities. And when we colonized North America and other parts of the world, we brought the essential elements of our society with us. And what were those essential elements? The first essential element was order. Everyone had a place in our society, whether he was the village blacksmith or the king, and he knew what that place would be. He knew how he fitted in, what his responsibilities were, to whom he owed loyalty and respect, and to whom he, in turn, was obliged to provide guidance. It was a hierarchical society. There was no pretense that everyone was just as capable, or just as creative, or just as brave, or just as suited for leadership as anyone else. People had social rank, and social status, and social authority commensurate with their social responsibilities and with their contributions to society. The second essential feature that our society had was homogeneity. Everyone had the same roots, the same history, the same genes, the same sensibilities. Or at least, there was enough genetic similarity, there was a close enough family relationship among the people so that people understood each other. A village, a province, a nation was like a large extended family. People felt a sense of kinship, a sense of belonging, a sense of loyalty and responsibility that extended to the whole society. This feeling of belonging, this sense of a common history and a common destiny, this sense of identity was the glue that held the society together and gave it its strength. And it gave men and women their individual strength too. Just knowing who they were, where they had been, and where they were going made an enormous difference in their sense of personal security and their ability to plan ahead and be reasonably confident of what the future held for them. This homogeneity and the consequent sense of family, of identity, was thousands of years in developing, just like the hierarchical order in our society. And we developed, we evolved along with our society. The type of society we had became imprinted on our genes. Of course, it wasn't a perfect society. It was full of problems and imperfections. We always were developing new technologies, for example, and our society didn't always have time to adjust itself to these innovations before even more innovations came along. But it was a society in which we were strong and confident and more or less spiritually healthy. You know, the opponents of social order and racial homogeneity will try to confuse the issue by pointing out that we have a longer lifespan today, that our infant mortality rate is much lower, that we don't have to work as hard to support ourselves, that we can buy all sorts of shiny gadgets that our ancestors couldn't, and so on. They want you to believe that these changes came about as benefits of the breakdown of order and the destruction of homogeneity. But they didn't. They are all the results of technological innovation. Our medical scientists learned how to control the diseases, which shortened our lives. Our scientists and engineers learned how we could work more efficiently. And they learned how to make new tools and new toys for us. Unrest and revolution were fomented from the latter part of the 18th century and throughout the 19th and 20th centuries. Egalitarianism, communism, democracy, equal rights, no responsibilities, welfare programs, feminism. The old order was drowned in blood. In France, the aristocrats and the landowners were butchered in response to the resentments which the liberals had stirred up among the rabble. Later, in Russia, the same process took place when the Jewish Bolsheviks finally gained the upper hand and butchered not just the aristocrats, but everyone who had worked a little harder and been a little more successful than the rabble. The kulaks, the small farmers and landowners, were murdered en masse by the millions in order to equalize Russian society and destroy the last traces of the old hierarchical order. And into the social chaos of the 20th century.
All right, that is Toward a Healthy Society, Dr. William Luther Pierce. It's on the website. I urge everyone to watch that for its in its entirety. It's about 15 minutes. I've been wanting to play that clip on this broadcast for some time. I just felt the need to do that. And next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. If you'd like to comment on that, feel free to do so. The calling number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be going to the phones here in about 8 minutes. I got several news stories that I didn't have time to get into. I may lead off next hour with just a little bit of this. Nearly one in four Americans would favor secession. Now, this is from freep.com. Not really familiar with that website, but it's an interesting story because people have various reasons for favoring secession. I am all for secession. I am all for abolishing this form of government, replacement with something that represents we the people. But if this is true, that's 25% of the population, which that's really hard to believe. But we'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Varen. Back in moments.